Jnanatina Dandasya Janandana Salakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanshakalpatarupyasya Kripa Sindhuva Evatya Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer my humble obeisances, unlimited thanks unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrak Acharya Ashtaratara Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And I offer my humble obeisances, the same unlimited thanks unto all the Acharyas in our Guru Varga, especially Param Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and Srila Bhakti Prakhyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. Then I offer my humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, uncles, aunties, brothers, sisters, and headed by Tridandi Sannyasis who are present here today to hear something from the lotus lips of Srila Gurudev, how we can perfect our life, be happy, and as Gurudev requested, ordered us to speak something about why we should do Krishna Bhajan, even we are healthy, wealthy, and wise perhaps to some extent in this world. We may have sound intelligence, our children may be healthy, yeah. Our father and mother, they may be healthy. So much wealth is available, like we see in this country, America, a lot of wealth is available. But what is the need to do bhajan? So scriptures are telling very clearly, labdha sudulabham idam bahusam bhavante manushyam artadam api anichadira turnam yateitana patet anumritu yavan vishaya kalav saravatasya. This human form of life, very valuable. Why? Because with this human form of life, we can obtain information from the transcendental dimension. The animal species, all other species, they have little or no hope, yeah, unless they are blessed by the association of the chanting of the Harinam Sankirtan party. Yeah. But out of their own volition, they have no interest. Their only interest is in sense gratification. The human form of life, always the living entity looking for happiness, yeah, and he tries with all his senses to obtain that happiness. What can he obtain? Yeah. We heard the other day, everything is limited. The senses cannot obtain eternal, everlasting happiness. It is impossible. We may be healthy, we may be wealthy and very intelligent, but our father and mother, what will happen with them? They will die one day. Our children, something will happen with them. Some of them may listen to us, some may not listen to us. Yeah, there is bound to be always dualities in this world. Duality means happiness and distress. Yeah. Rich and poor. I may be very rich if I turn on the television, I see at the other end of the world, every day people are dying because they have no food to eat. So how can anyone be happy who has conscience, who is thinking about happiness? Yeah. So the real question that we should ask ourselves, how can we overcome all these obstacles which are here in the world, yeah, presented by the dualities of material life? And how can we obtain everlasting happiness? The only way possible for that to obtain is if we inquire about the existence of God. Yeah. Who is God? Who are we? Yeah. If we have no interest in that, then our destiny is very, very dark and sad. Yeah. As we all heard in Srimad Bhagavatam, the very famous teachings of Sri Prahlad Maharaj, his father, he was ruling the whole universe. Very powerful. He was so clever and intelligent, he obtained benedictions from Lord Brahma to avoid having to die. He wouldn't die in the night or day, not in the water, not in the sky. not inside the house, not outside the house, not by any weapon or by any animal. He figured any possible way to overcome death, but he could not obtain that boon. Moreover, the main problem of Hiranyakashipu, and not only Hiranyakashipu, but anyone who is striving to be happy in this world without Krishna bhajan, bound to develop qualities which are unfavorable, like greed, lust, anger, envy. If we cannot accommodate the happiness of others, if we cannot obtain the awareness of God in our life, that means the bad qualities of envy and greed, they have taken over. So only good fortune for all living entities is if they, tunam yateta napatet animritu dhyavan, if they realize that this material human form of life, although temporary, it is most valuable, very difficult to obtain. Although Prabhu said it comes automatically, but how many lifetimes we have to wait before obtaining the human form of life? If we realize how many living entities, how many species of life are there, and we have to rotate through all these species, always searching for happiness. And the only...
Chair? You want chair? Better you can sit on chair.
The only opportunity that we have in the other species of life is sense gratification. And always faced with the prison of material existence. Four walls are there. Death, birth, old age and disease. Nobody can escape. You can make your prison house, your cell, as nice as possible. Marry a nice lady or a nice man, husband, strong, healthy, wealthy. But still, you can't avoid being in prison. How to come out of this prison? Only by performing Krishna bhajan. How do we get this information? By hearing only. We cannot see Krishna, we cannot touch Krishna, but we can hear Krishna, the message of Krishna by our ears. That is the great mercy of Sri Krishna, that he comes in this world running after us. We are crying out for Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We fall asleep, we think about Krishna maybe, but we have no ability to call out for Krishna. So Krishna is running after us, reminding us, sending sadhu, hey, come on, I want you to be happy forever. This is my responsibility. I brought that jewel, the greatest jewel which will make you happy forever. Sadhu is coming, knocking on our door, calling us by phone. Come on, come on, I want to tell you something. Also he's warning us. If you come to me, you will never be able to be happy in this world anymore. You will want to come to Vrindavan, and there you will want to hear only about Sri Krishna and his glories and his beautiful pastimes, his associates. You'll never ever want to be in this world anymore. So sadhu is traveling tirelessly everywhere in the world. How greatly fortunate we were that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada came to this world. We never called him. None of us. He came here and brought his greatest gift, matchless gift. Chant and be happy forever. Moreover, how to chant, how to practice, he gave everything in his books. We are reading the books, but how to open the wealth which is present in this book? Only by sadhu sangha. Who has the key? Sadhu has the key. So how lucky we are. When we started traveling with Srila Gurudev for the first time, we met Buddhara Prabhu and other devotees who were initiated by Srila Prabhupada. And they mentioned that we have won the lottery twice. So they jumped on the airplane and traveled everywhere with Srila Gurudev. And from that day on, always supporting. So this is the only hope. If anyone is trying to be happy in this world, impossible without Krishna bhajan. How to obtain Krishna bhajan? Only by sadhu sangha. Satam prasangam mahirya sambhido. In the association of sadhus, what will happen? By the ears we will hear, yeah, the rasakata, the beautiful pastimes of Sri Krishna, in Vrindavan especially, in Navadvip. How attractive. If we hear this, as we heard this morning, all our miseries, all our troubles will become insignificant. And we will always want to be in that association, Sadhu Sangha. And that is the greatest opportunity for the living entity in Kali Yuga, to be in that association by which we can always be absorbed in hearing the message of Sri Krishna. And that is our real fortune. So if anyone thinks that he can be happy without Krishna Bhajan, then better he doesn't come in the association of Srila Gurudev or Srila Prabhupada or his dedicated followers. Because they will very easily remind us where is real happiness.
Bhagavan Prabhu may speak two words.
Prabhupada explained that being in the material world, everything is a code for us to
hearing.
A code for us to
okay.
Understand the bigger meaning. The mind, as we understand, can be our friend or our enemy. So when we do bhajan, when we do meditation, when we chant, it opens our channels to the highest understanding. Everything in this material world is an opportunity to understand its real reflection, which is a spiritual truth. And the spiritual truth is how to become, as Prabhupada said, perfect, more perfect, most perfect. Maharaj was talking this morning about Vyasadeva and Narada coming to him when Vyasadeva was despondent after doing so much work. Now we can understand the Mahabharata in its sense was perfect because Bhagavad Gita was in the Mahabharata. Prabhupada always used to say, if you can understand one verse of Bhagavad Gita, you could be perfect. He also said that you can understand Krishna in a flash when you brush your teeth. So Narada came to Vyasa and made him more perfect by taking him further. So every time we have the opportunity to come together in a spiritual sangha is an opportunity to feel that our life has become better, more perfect in every way. Our hearts have become kinder, our minds have become more open to hearing, our intelligence has become sharper. We start seeing things that we never saw before. And that is really the purpose of coming together like this, that we can walk away feeling refreshed and enlivened, more intelligent, more wise, and more ready to hear. Prabhupada used to say that the spiritual master prepares you so you can speak to Krishna yourself. You can have your relationship directly with Krishna. You can hear in every step you take what God is telling you. What's the next thing you have to do to improve? What's the next thing you have to do to let go of? Because in spiritual life, improvement always means you have to let go of something else, something which is keeping you down. So that's different for every person. Prabhupada used to laugh, make us laugh when he said, he had to let go of eating his kachoris that his sister made him. He liked too much. But telling us all in a certain way that there's always something that you need to let go of, whether it's from your mind, your body, your intellectual understandings, whatever. So we are happy that we have the opportunity to become more wise and more able to be in this world in a progressive way that is serious progress. That Prabhupada used to say again, it is not a dark thing to see death in front of you at every step. It is a very wise thing to see that. You see with one good eye and one bad eye. One eye is seeing at any moment I can die, the other eye is seeing the opportunity to progress. So let's all progress together. We've had a nice wedding. I hope my new son-in-law and his wife, my daughter, will progress to real true love, and that their love expands as a drop in the water, that the waves go out and they touch each other and everyone else in ways that make their life joyful.
First of all, my heartly obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishtung Vishnu Pada Sukha Sishimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesav Goswami Maharaj. And my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtung Vishnu Pada Sishimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. In the end, Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami, is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, Karmani aroh mananam dukha hattai sukhayacha pashe pakam dipajasam.
Mithuni chayanam nirnam.
In this world, all wants happiness. Even an ant bears, tigers, human beings, demigods, all want happiness. They don't want to suffer. And for this, combined effort of whole universe, like
UNO,
United Nations.
They sit together, how we can be happy. And as they are doing meetings, more suffering coming, and forcibly dancing on their head, they are bound to suffer. Even a person like Hiranyakashipu, by the order of which demigods used to give rain, shower, air used to blow, fire used to burn, everything carrying his order.
Grains.
And his body was more strong than
thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt. He was very young. And he wanted that whole life, I should not die, even all will die, but I should not die. And I should do sense gratification and I will be happy. But what became? Man purposes.
God disposes. God disposes.
In a second, what became? He died. Nisringadev came and in a second. So what to tell other we mortals? So we think, and from beginning our father, mother gives training that we should earn money. Without money we cannot be happy. But what happens? Money cannot check your old age, cannot check your death. In old age, so much sufferings. At the time of birth and death, so much suffering. And we are suffering in chain from beginning of creation and up to, if you will not be careful. There is a story that in very ancient days, when the age of a man was 1 lakh years,
100,000.
100,000 years. There was a king named Chatraketu. He had no son. He married after marriage, thousands of wives, but no children, no son. Once a very great realized saint, Angira Rishi, came to his palace out of mercy. He had not called him, but out of mercy he came. And he told that, O king, I am seeing that you are not happy. Your soldiers in your command, your wives are beautiful, they love you and you love them. Everything is okay, Prabhu. But I am not happy because I have no son. After death, who will be king after me? And after my death, who will give me?
Who will do ritual ceremony?
Ritual ceremony.
Pindar.
And then I will have to go to hell. So I want a son. You are very powerful, Rishi. And I think you must fulfill my desire. That Rishi saw that he has no anything
destined
that a son will be.
In his destiny.
In his?
Destiny, it is not written.
Destiny, written. But king again and again requesting him, give me please a son. Then he kindly told, oh, after some months you will have a very beautiful son and he will give you pleasure and also suffering.
Sokne.
Okay.
Then king thought that my son will be very beautiful, and it may be that he will disobey me.
When he adults,
so some suffering may come. No harm. After some time, I will give up kingdom to him, and I will go to forest to austerity. And thinking this, the rishi gave something, remnant of the
sacrifice,
and he gave to his most dear beloved
queen.
Wife. After 10 months, a very beautiful light moon, a sun very healthy and looking very beautiful came out. Oh, king became mad after his son and after his wife, though who gave son, and he
neglected
his kingdom, everything, and he
otherwise
managed by his mantris, ministers, and he always used to sit with their son and his wife. Anyhow, the boy was
growing
up.
When he became 5 years old, a beautiful looking son, and all good qualities were in him. So, other wives, thousands of wives, they thought, now we are suffering so much. Even kings does not know that who we are. He never asks for a soap, oil, or anything for their sari and all these things.
Neglected.
So the main reason of this, that this boy. So why we not should give him poison that he should die, and our
life
proper will be solved, and we will be happy, king will love us. And thinking this, when queen gave the son in a palanquin, and he was sleeping, and he went to other side of the palace to do something. And in the meantime, they mixed poison with milk and gave in the mouth of son. And son at once, in a moment, he became black and died. Queen was asking her maid servant, my son is not weeping even for drinking milk. Go and see, and if he is crying, then bring her. But when she went and saw that boy is dead, then began to
fire on me.
Hearing these voices, queen came and became faint. King also heard from the kingdom, his royal
assembly.
And he also became mad-like and senseless. Anyhow, he came by the help of others and saw that boy is dead and my wife is senseless. And then he also became senseless. All began to be. All his subjects came, his ministers came, Brahmins came, and all began to be. How beautiful son and qualified was. And weeping. In the meantime, again Angira Rishi, who gave the child, with Narada Rishi. Narada Rishi more higher. They came together and asked, why you are all weeping? Why? No one was replying. They were not remembering that he is Angira and Narada Rishi. After some time, he told, "Are you tell me something, why you are all weeping?" Then any old person told, "Son has died.
Gone.
Gone.
Has a where gone? I am saying that he has not gone. He is sleeping here. Or oh, see, he is
body
sleeping. Body is here. Where he has gone? No, his soul has gone. Soul? Have you seen? Have king seen and his mother? That what is soul? How long? How fat? How color? You have seen? No, I have not seen. So when then you are weeping? No need of weeping. Can you say that in this world all are immortal? They can be, they may be. Where is your father? Father?
Poor father.
Poor father, where? And you will also die. And after that your son and everything will die. What they will take? Any pens? From this world? Oh, there are millionaires here, bankers. Bankers. I think they must take some good quality of money from this world. At least some gold. They cannot. Huh? I remember one story after this, that a king, there was a king, and a Brahmin sadhu wants to meet him. He tried so many times to meet with king, but king told that he has come for asking some donation. Oh, I have no time. So he used to return from the gate. One day he met with his wife.
That Brahman.
Ladies are somewhat kind, more than
kind-hearted.
So, she ordered that bring that Brahmin. And he came. And he said, why you have come to me? Do you want any donation or what? No, nothing I want. I am an astrologer and also sadhu. I know that after 7 days, 15 days, this king will die. So he should do whatever he wants to do. And telling...
He left.
Left. Oh, queen called king and told that, oh, a sadhu has come to meet you and you refused. He was an astrologer. He had told in 15 days you must die. Oh, then such that sadhu. What is the sign of sadhu? Oh, tilak. Kanti mala, and in hand, Hare Krishna, searching his guptachar.
Spies.
Discovered him and brought him to king. And then king, oh, will I die in 15 days? 15 then less 7 days passed. I tried to meet you, but also 7 days gone. So after 7 days, you must die. Anyone cannot save you. Oh, then king became upset. And then the astrologer told, you have done your life good activity, so you will go to heaven. But you should know that there are malaria germs.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquito. So you should take one corner is
some mosquito net is there, but it needs some repair.
Repair. So you should bring needle
and thread.
Okay. How can I get? What you have done in your life? In vain? Even yes, needle you cannot take there and thread. In this way, Angira and Narad began to
instruct
him. O king, you should know that I am not body. Body and soul are different. If he will not realize from a realized guru, then again and again you will come to this world thinking that I am this body, good or bad you will do,
and you will have to bear the effect. Death cannot be stopped and also birth cannot be stopped. It will be stopped only by Sadhu Sangha, her chanting Hari name, and by the mercy of only Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no other means. And then Narad Rishi told, "Oh boy, why you are sleeping? You should
stand up.
Get up." And when he touched the boy,
woke up.
Alive again.
And he said, Narad Rishi told,
"Your father.
Oh, why you left your father and mother? They are weeping for you." Then he told them, who are they? My father?
My mother. Who is my mother?
It may be that sometimes I will have been father and they, my son and daughter. I don't remember then when they were my father, mother. Then Narada told, do you want that this boy should alive? No, I have received my son. If he does not want to be with me, and I am not soul, he is not soul,
not body,
he is soul. He is eternal servant of Krishna. So, in this way, then how I can be happy? Oh, Chitraketu Maharaj, he gave a mantra.
Narad Rishi.
And mantra of Sankarsan Ram. Baladev Prabhu. And he became perfect and he was liberated and he has Krishna prem. So in our Shastra, it has been written, Nityartideena Vittena Durlabhena Atma Mrityuna
Griha Apta Pasubhi Kapriti Sadhitas Chaloi.
What meaning? Telling. Nitya Vena Vittena. You think that money is very good thing.
Sweeter than honey.
Yes.
Brighter than sunshine.
So you think like this. But that money does not come automatically. Day and night like donkeys, you'll have to
work
day and night, no night, no day, no sleeping, nothing, then money comes. And if a huge money will come,
so many
and then dacoits will know that he has money, Jamuna Prasad. And then in the night they will come in a group with
they can you don't take the television
and take all money. So if money is not suffering, money is
suffering.
More suffering. And if it is
lost,
gone, most then what should I do? So money cannot give you. And by money, what you purchase or collect, your wife, son, daughter,
dogs,
very good
dogs.
Cats. If you will have dog, then after death you will be dog. And if you have so much affection for your cat, then you must be cat. So why not doing
Krishna
Vachana. Krishna. Love and affection to Krishna, that you will be associates of Krishna. And no darat, death and birth, and you will be liberated. That is why all should do bhajan. What do? In bhajan, it is so hard to do bhajan. Very easy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare.
Govind Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Govind Jai Jai
Radha Raman
Hari Govind Jai Jai
Radha Raman Hari Govind Jai
Radhe Radhe Radhe
Your guard has come.